What we've initiated is what we're calling our Anchorage Performance Value Results Initiative.
Cheryl Frasca, the municipality's Director of Management and Budget under Mayor Sullivan. Frasca is familiar with performance-based budgeting. She's utilized the approach in some of her previous municipal and state-level positions. In conversations, Frasca is careful to make certain people do not confuse performance-based budgeting with zero-based budgeting. The latter begins with a zero amount and then adds funding only as a department or agency can justify it through complete, specific details. Frasca lists the traditional budget tools as setting a spending level, tracking current year spending, and finally audits reporting dollars spent at year's end. But she says none of these methods are really useful in making truly pragmatic, forward-looking decisions.
One of the real challenges of government is analyzing, you know, what is the value, as the mayor said, what's the value for the dollars that we're spending? How can we ensure that a program is actually making a difference?
Frasca says the best answer seems to involve performance measures held up against a department's stated goals. She says that approach involves two elements.
The first is, how effective is that program? How can we be certain that it's achieving its intended results, not activities? Programs are really good at talking about how much of something that they do, how many applications they process, how many people come through the door. But it's another thing to talk about, well, did you get them a job and did they keep that job, depending on what the nature of your mission is.
The second calls for efficiency measurements. Simply put, what is the cost of achieving that result?
Between those two, that can really round out communicating to citizens sort of the return on investment of their tax dollars by the results that we're delivering.
Frasca says the Sullivan administration has already begun the first steps in adopting the measurable performance budget approach.
Currently, the departments are working on their frameworks. In the summer, the mayor will review them with them, will finalize them, and then they'll be again integrated into our FY11 budget decisions, which are this coming August, and then it'll be integrated into our FY11 budget document.
The municipality's Director of Operations and Management acknowledges that some departments may have a more difficult time developing concrete performance measurements. But she maintains it can be done in every department.
My favorite way to approach this is that if you can't tell us what success looks like, we'll just stop funding you and nobody will notice if you can't quantify it. And usually then that helps them identify what and how you can tell when they're doing their job well. So we get there. It just may take a while.
Mayor Sullivan predicted his FY11 budget process will be much more effective than his administration's first budget.
Particularly a new administration coming in and your challenge is to balance a budget, you really just have to go through what is considered to be a fairly crude process of just cutting, because the budget has to balance. And that's why going forward, we want to have a better process. We want to make sure that we're measuring results, putting money where we're seeing success. And as Cheryl mentioned, you know, if a department can't justify what they're doing, how they're doing it, or if they're even doing it well, then it brings into question whether or not, you know, that's a core function of city government in the first place.
Sullivan and Frasca presented the new municipal budget process at the mayor's weekly press availability. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.